Hey, Rav Moshe, Shalom. Okay, today is the first Sunday shiur on halacha that we're having for the year. I'm not sure when the next one is going to be, next week I have a chasen in Baltimore, and then it could be the week after, even though the week after we're having a whole celebration, and then the week after is like Yom Kippur or something, I don't know. So we'll figure it out, but can't hurt to start. Okay, I wanted to give a little bit of series of shiur on Inyane Brikas Kohanim. The Torah tells us in Parshas Noso, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe leimor, daber al Aaron vel bonov leimor, kol suvarchu es bnei Yisrael amor lohem. This is what how you should bless Klal Yisrael, and this is what you should say, Yivrech Hashem Yivrecha, etc., etc. So it seems from here that this is a mitzvah min haTorah, right? Kol suvarchos b'nei Yisrael, amor lahem, mitzvah daraisa, on the Kohanim. And if you look in the Sefer HaChinuch, what page? On page 10, so the Sefer HaChinuch writes, Noheges mitzvah zu b'chol mokom u'b'chol zman b'kohanim ki alei mitzvah zu l'varches Yisrael. So b'chol mokom u'b'chol zman, which means that you don't have to be in Eretz Yisrael and you don't have to be in the Beis HaMikdash. B'chol mokom u'b'chol zman. So that would imply that even Bizman Hazeh, Birkas Kohanim is a mitzvah min haTorah. Now, let me ask you a question. What would be the tzad to say not that way? What would be the tzad to say that Birkas Kohanim Bizman Hazeh is not min haTorah? Yeah. Right. Oh, so Gershon says that we have another pasuk in Chumash of Birkas Kohanim, and that's in Parsha Shmini. It says, "Vayisa Aaron es yada vel ha'am vayivarchem, vayyered miasos achatas v'ha'ola v'ashlamim." Aaron went down and he blessed the people after he brought the chattis to Olam the Shlomim. So it seems from this pasuk that perhaps there's a connection between Birkas Kohanim and what? And the Korbanos. Because it says Aaron Dafka said Birkas Kohanim after he was mocked here the Karbonus. So one could claim that if there's no Karbonus Bizman Hazeh, then maybe there's no Duchen in Bizman Hazeh. Ah, we know we do Duchen Bizman Hazeh, so maybe that's only Midrabanan. What does it remind you of? Sfir Sa'omer. The most Rishonim say that Sfir Sa'omer Bizman Hazeh is only Drabanan. Because the pasuk says, "Usfartam lachem what mimacharas haShabbos," and since we don't have Yom Aviyachem Esomer Trufa, and since we don't have the korban b'zman hazeh, so then v'adinami, we don't have the omer except for the Rambam shita. But one could say the same thing about Duchenin. That Duchenin is the Rabbanan. Because it says, Vayisa Aaron Asiyadav Elohim Vayivarchem, Erei Measos Achatas Olav Ashlam. So, but from the chinuch, it's mashma that duchanin is daraisa, because it says no heges b'chol mokom b'chol zman. And when the chinuch is saying that, he means the, in other words, the chinuch is concerned about the 613 mitzvahs. So he's saying that this mitzvah daraisa, is no heg even b'zman hazeh. B'chol mokom b'chol zman. So the chinuch doesn't take this. So let me ask you a question. So how is the chinuch gonna answer up to the pshat here?
Where it's, doesn't the Torah say, this is much that is connected to the korban. So what is the chinuch gonna respond? The chinuch apparently says it's the rice even as man as that. The hegis b'chol mokum b'chol zman. So if the chinuch says it's the hegis b'chol mokum b'chol zman, so I ask you, what is he gonna say to the pasuk in Parsha Shmini? So Adam Rai Shlita.
Right. Oh, so Moreno Adam Rai Shlita says that who said that the pasuk in Parsha Shmini is talking about Birkas Kohanim? Doesn't say that in Chumash anywhere. Vayisa Aaron es yadav el on vayivarchim. So Rashi says Birkas Kohanim yivarcha yayisa. But what? But it doesn't say that in the Chumash. So that means that leads to another interpretation. So let's look, like Adam said, we should look in the Ramban and the Chumash. Let's look in the Ramban. That it comes out that Naso is really before Shmini. Because, in other words, we only hear about the concept of Birkas Kohanim in Naso. And in Shmini, which Lachor is before, is already assuming that we know of this concept of a bracha. So you have to say that that parsha was Naso was given before Shmini, and then when they came to Shmini, they didn't have to say it out, because it's already known that this is Birkas Kohanim. So maybe in a Hanami. Because the pasuk in Naso is by the Hakamas HaMishkan. But the Ramban, you're talking Lomer, second line, Ki Aaron Peres Kapa of HaShemayim Uvirech HaSa'am Kasher Oso Shlomo. Shenema Vayomo Shlomo Fnei Mizbach Hashem Vayifrutz Kafa Vashamayim. Vesham Nema Vayomo Vayrechaz Kol Kol Yisol Kol Godol Vlaymor. Vfichach Lo Hizkir HaKosov Shetziva Oso Moshe Lassas Kein. Do you have a Tanakh in Melachim Aleph? Welcome out of Ches of Beis.
Beis
It says Vayamot Shlomo with name is Bach Hashem. He first Kavala Hashemayim, and he says that he blessed the people. He gave them a whole bracha. It goes on to Psukim and Psukim. And then he built the base of Mikdash, etc. So he says that maybe Stam a bracha, just like Shlomo HaMelech gave a bracha, you know, with outstretched arms. Now in the Brice in the Torah's Kohanim it says Vayvrachim Zu Bracha Stuma Shiyata Yodea Chaza Chosuf Peir Shivrach Hashem. So in the Torah's Kohanim it's mashma like Rashi. I mean, Rashi is probably, that's where he got it from. The Torah's Kohanim says it doesn't say what the Bracha is, so Mestam it's Brikas Kohanim. So Pasha Pshat in the Taurus Kohanim is that's what Rashi says. It's Birkas Kohanim. But the Ramban says no. Even the Taurus Kohanim is not Muchach what this bracha is. Because the Taurus Kohanim could just be saying that we don't know what the bracha is, but another bracha we do know what it is. In other words, Birkas Kohanim we know, and this we don't know necessarily what it is. So it's not, but that's the Machlokas Rashi and the Ramban. So Adam Reich points out that it could be that the Sefer HaChinuch holds like the Ramban. That the Sefer HaChinuch says that this has nothing to do with Birkas Kohanim. It was we asked the Kasha. How could the Sefer HaChinuch say that Birkas Kohanim is the Reis of Bizman Hazeh? What about the Pasuk in Parsha Shmini that says that they said Birkas Kohanim only after Me'asos HaChatas all of Shlomim, and we don't have a Chatas in all of Shlomim. So what do we do? What do we do? So the simple answer, as Adam Reich points out, is to say that the Pasuk in Shmini has nothing to do with what? Has nothing to do with Birkas Kohanim. And Mimela, there's no source in the Torah to tell us that Birkas Kohanim has anything to do with the Karbanos. But if you hold like Rashi, now the question is, if you hold like Rashi, do you have to say that Birkas Kohanim is the Rabbanim? Because Rashi seems to learn that the Pasuk is Me'asov is talking about Birkas Kohanim. Now, according to Rashi, what's the din? Is Birkas Kohanim is Manazeh, the Reis, or the Rabban? According to Rashi. What would you say about that? Can't see what's up in the series campaign with Yom Zeh. Well, I need the Brachazu, all of one of the doors. Yeah, what is Ramban saying at the end? Ramban saying, yeah, in other words, that maybe was just as a CS campaign for that one time.
For Aaron, but
the same thing, Yivrech Hashem Yishmerech. And then he made it a mitzvah l'doros. So you're saying if when it's a mitzvah l'doros, it doesn't necessarily have to do with the korban. Maybe the only thing was that was linked with the korban was that particular thing with Shah. Oh, so let's see the Mishnah in Talmud from page 6. Amar lahem ha-mamuna. The first who had Mamuna al Apaisis. Mamuna was the one who was in charge of the lottery. Right, there was a lottery in the Beis Hamikdash. Who's going to do which avoda? So he says, Berchu bracha achas. He says you should make the bracha of Ava Rabba. Vein berchu. Toru aseres hadvarim. They read the. It says in Yibush, Shema v'yom Shema v'yom Baruch Hu Asa'am Shalosh Brachos Emes V'yatziv V'avoda Ritzei. Because they said Emes V'yatziv, they said the Baruch of Ritzei. Just that brach of Shmuel Esser. Ubrikas Kohanim. So they said, Brikas Kohanim, right when they said, every morning, when they said Ritzei. And if you look in Parak Zayin, Mishnah Beis in Talmud. Rov amdu amalos ha'ulam. They were standing on the steps of the ulam. In the fourth line, on page 9, Uberchus am brichas bracha achas. El shebevdina amim osa shalosh brachas. So here also, in other words, it's in the middle of the avoda. Brachas and bracha achas ela shemudina. So it's interesting that this Mishnah tells us a very interesting thing, that Birkas Kohanim was done different in the Beis HaMikdash than it was done the way we do it. What are the differences? So in the fourth line on page 9 he says Baruch Hu Asa'am Bracha Achas. In other words, we make Birkas Kohanim into three separate brachas, right? We make it three. In the Mikdash it was one bracha, it was said as one bracha. In other words, they wouldn't answer Amen three times like we do. We say Yivrech Hashem Yivrech, that was one bracha. Yivrech Hashem Yivrech, another. They would do one bracha. And the Medina only must say Shalosh brachas. The Mikdash bracha achas. And the Mikdash was bracha achas. The Mikdash hayu omnim as Hashem chichsovo. In the Mikdash, in other words, they would actually say out Hashem's name, the way it's written. We don't say that. We say Aleph Dalet, right? Yivrech Hashem, we don't say the way it's written. We say the A'ado, right? V'mikdash hayu omrim es Hashem kichsovo u'bedina b'kinuyov. So that's the second chiluk. Again, chiluk number one is in the Mikdash, it was not split up into three parts. It was one thing. In the Medina, it was split up into three parts. The Medina Kohanim Nosim Eskapem Yideim Kenege Kasfeim Mikdash Al Gabi Roshayim. That in the Medina, the Kohanim put their hands like this, parallel to their shoulders. In the Mikdash, they would put it above their heads. Al Gabi Roshayim. Chutz v'Kohen Gadol, except for the Kohen Gadol, because the Kohen Gadol had the tzitz on his head, and the tzitz said Kodesh Lashem, so you can't raise your hands above the tzitz. But anyone else who didn't have a tzitz, if you weren't the Kohen Gadol, so you didn't have a tzitz, so then you would raise, since the Shekhinah was above the hands, I guess they wanted to make the Shekhinah high up, so then they raised their hands high in the Mikdash. And in the Gvulin, it's down like that. Chutz mikohen gadol, sheim abiyas yadav l'malam atzitz. Rabbi Yehuda omer af kohen gadol abiyas yadav l'malam atzitz. So nema v'isa aron es yadav el olam vayivarchem. Okay. So again, we see that there are three distinctions between how Birkas Kohanim was done in the Mikdash and how Birkas Kohanim was done in the Gula. So you can say two ways. You can say that they're both Daraisa, they just did it two ways. Or no, you can say maybe Faker, that it was done differently to show that it's only like a Zecha. I've done Kohen with the, and then one of the Sfarim points out that usually when we do things Zechel and Mikdash, we do it a little differently than they did in the Mikdash. On the show, we're not being over involved. Probably, you know, we're not doing a different mitzvah. Like the Gemara says, the Omer, Sfirsa Omer. So Sfirsa Omer is the Yomim and Shavuos. But Amemer says, by count the Yomim and Lo Shavuos, because it's only Zechel and Mikdash. So you do it a little different. Or we learned, one of these years, we learned that the Psule Lulav are not the same on the first day as they are the rest of the day. So it's the first day in the Mikdash, you take Lulav called Shiva. In the Kulin, you only take the first day in the rice. The rest is only the Rabbanu. And therefore, they're more Kulus on the subsequent days. The first day is more common, it's more cow. So again, does that mean that the Mishnah is trying to teach us that in the Mikdash it was Daraisa and in Gvulin is only the Rabbanan, or not? So again, the Chinuch similarly says what? What does the Chinuch say? The Hegis b'chol mafim b'chol zman. Let's take a look at the Kolbo. You guys learn Kolbos? The very chash of a sefer Kolbo, right? Page 14. You went through? Page 14. Page Shlomo tikein birkas kohanim lomar betfila. King Solomon. What were King Solomon's takanas, the famous takanas that we know from Shlomo HaMelech? What? Erev Chatzeres, very good. And the Netilas Yadayim. Those are the two takanas of Shlomo HaMelech. So here the Kolbo says, and there's a question which we don't know where the Kolbo got it from, but the Kolbo says, Birkas Kohanim, Shlomo was masakein to say it in tefillah. So I don't know, does that mean it's a... So what does that imply? What? The Rabbanim. Why is the Rabbanim? And then he says a whole interesting thing. Pasuk Rishon, Yivrech Hashem Yishmerech has three tevos, Kineged Gimel Ovos. Vorachim Lepidesh Yitzkor Lehem Bris Ovos. Pasuk Sheini, Yar Hashem Panav Eilecha Vichunech has five, Kineged Hamisha Chum Shei Torah. And the third, Yisra Hashem Panav Eilecha V'yaseim L'cho Shalom is seven, Kineged this is Zayin Rikim. Ramalhem Shochen Shiva Yivarcheschem. Chayne Ome Min Mitoso Shal Shlomo Shishim Giborim Savivla. That there was 60 Giborim around the bed of Shlomo Melech. The Shlomo Tzar Shmira, Ashe Chokuk Savivla Mitoso Brikas Kohanim. But around his bed, I guess on the wood around his bed, it said the Brikas Kohanim. So the Shishim Giborim Savivla with 60 60 words of Birkas Kohanim. What? Well, he's saying that maybe it doesn't mean 60 strong guys. Maybe it just means that Birkas Kohanim was chakuk around his bed. What? Yeah. That's interesting, huh? Okay, nu. So what do you say, Rabbi? So is Birkas Kohanim Bezmanaz as a Daraisa or Drabon? What do you think? No. What does the pasuk say? Yeah, but maybe that's only when you have karbanos, just like the pasuk in Shmini. Right. In other words, maybe you need to. In other words, the Torah gives us a parsh because kohanim in two parshas. In Shmini and in Nasa.
Awesome.
So what are you saying? What do you want to say?
We can say that they're both, that we learn that they're both their end. Like Carbanos for sure. But then also, because you have differences by Kirtan in the main Dutch.
So you want to say what's that is Duresi? Ah, what about the fact that it's tied to Karbanos?
So that's only by indicating that there's, like Mishnah explains, that there are different ways.
You're saying this is another difference. That in the Mikdash it was with Karbanos, and in Gulan it's not with Karbanos.
Right.
Even though the Mishnah never listed it that way. When the Mishnah was listing the differences between Birkas Kohanim in the Mikdash and Birkas Kohanim not in the Mikdash, so the Mishnah just said that in the Mikdash, it was what? It was one bracha. It was shame, you read this, said shame Hashem out. And what was the third? And the hands l'malam mi rashayim. Right, you could say, right, that it's a time of a shiur. That it's like Harry just said, it's not a non-comprehensive list. But maybe not. Oh. Let's see. There's another Gemara that we have to look at. On page 18, Sota, Lamed Chesem Beis. It says, "Vemer Shuv and Levi Kol Kohen Shein Ola Bavoda Shuv Ein Ola." Where it's a Kohen who doesn't go up. Because when they start saying Ritzei, the Kohanim was supposed to walk up to the Duchen. But if he didn't, then he can't go up anymore. Shenemar Veisa Aaron Asyot Elam VaYivarchem VeYirid Me'asos Achatas VaOla VaShlomim. Malholam bavodav kan bavoda. So they compare that, in other words, the Gemara and Sota has a discussion that you have to start walking. Once they say Ritzei, he has to start walking towards the Duchen. And where do they learn that out from? It's just like when Aaron said the Birkas Kohanim was right after the Avoda, so there has to be a connection between Ritzei, which is the Birkas HaAvoda, and what? And Birkas Kohanim. Because even like Rabbi Berger said this morning, we don't say
Birkas Kohanim and Birkas Ritzeh. So there has to be some connection to Birkas Ritzeh.
So this is another source to say that there's a connection between Avoda and Birkas Kohanim. Again, you have the Pasuk in Shemini. You have this Gemara. So there's another Gemara I want to show you that says that maybe Birkas Kohanim is mamish a form of Avoda. Let's take a look on page 17. that Birkas Kohanim has to be done by Amida.
You have to stand up. Tani Ida, Kosevarchu Bamida told me, Bamida Oinela Mishiva, Nemar Tan Kosevarchu, Benemar Lon Eil Yandu, Levarch, Malhalan Bamida, Kan Bamida.
So what does it say? What's the limud? So it's just like by Hagrizim, it says Eli Yamdu Levarech, right? So Yamdu Levarech. So too over here, when it's a bracha, it's also by Mida. I think that pasuk I xeroxed at the end of the packet. Right? Did I? Varm yud pasuk hes. Ba'izah hi hivnil shem shevi levi. Haseis is aron bris Hashem. La'mol b'fnei Hashem. V'sharso. U'l'varech v'shmo. And Rashi and Chumash says, "Lamod l'fnei Hashem l'sharso, l'varach b'shmo is Nesias Kapayim. L'sharso l'varach b'shmo. So l'varach b'shmo means the Kohanim are going to give the bracha. The Kohanim are going to give the bracha. So what do you see? So what is the Gemara Darshan? Misharis means Misharis is what in Avodah." Literally, Masharis means like when you shach the carbon, or you throw the dam on the mizbeah, do one of your votes. So the same pasuk in Fukash, Masharis and Mevarech. Masharis and Mevarech are in the same pasuk. So we see here that bracha is a form of sheiros, it's a form of avoda. So just like the avoda has to be what? To be standing up. So to what? Birkas Kohanim has to be standing up. Because we treat Birkas Kohanim like an avoda. So that's a little bit different than what we say till now. Till now we were discussing Birkas Kohanim has to be linked with a korban. Here we're saying also that Birkas Kohanim has itself a form of a korban. Just like when the Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash does all the different avodas, he has to stand up. He can't be sitting, he can't be sitting, etc. So too, with Birkas Kohen, the Kohen has to be standing, because it's an avoda. Where else in Halacha do you have to stand? Where else in Halacha do you have to stand? Shmoneh Esrei. You have to stand for Shmoneh Esrei. What? Tefillah, because tefillah is all made of the Hashem. So you have to stand for Shmoneh Esrei. Where else do you have to stand? Kiddush Levana. Who said that? Well, how do you know you have to stand for Kiddush Levana? Amar Abaye. Hilchot Tzarek L'Meimra of the Umar. So you have to stand for Kiddush Levana. Because Kiddush Levana is Kabbalah of the Hashkina. We discussed last year, for Kizakama. Where, what else has to be standing? Tekiah Shofar. Really? Really? You have to stand for Tekiah Shofar? Well, you're saying, what's your name?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're saying that Tekiah Shofar, that you should have the Ruba. But that's not a real, real thing. Real. Right? The rice of Tekiah Shofar, you could sit down, right? Say that person's sitting down. So he's the only thing with the rice of Tekiah Shofar, right? What has to be standing? What else has to do with Judaism? Judaism and standing.
Edus, what else?
Adam Reich said a number of Kedusha. That he's saying very loaded things here, because it's not the Feirish, right? That you have Spartan, don't hold for such a thing. Oh, before you go, Vidum. You say Vidum, Yom Kippur. That's a din, you have to stand. You know, all these things, you know, people stand for the Ela with the arms open, that's not real halacha. The Vido, you have to stand, that's a real halacha. Yeah, the famous, the whole Shtickl Torah of David Collins came a whole drush on it. Because the Kash, I think, who is it? The Embraemus is Kash?
Person brought a carbon, so they did Vidur and carbon. But then they were so many the other was by the Vidur, so the same as the Yeshiva had it done work. Maybe we should talk about that.
There's other things. I made many packets on this topic of standing. But it's also Pashut that Dvarim Shebekdusha has to stand. It doesn't. It says it in the Yerushalmi, which we don't really have the Yerushalmi. So the missing Yerushalmi. So here, Birkas Kohanim has to be B'Amidah. Birkas Kohanim has to be B'Amidah. So what's the din? If a Kohen's in a wheelchair, he can't. Then he can't dochen. What do we say that he? In other words, what's the din? Do we let a Kohen go up to Duchen in a wheelchair? Huh? Right. In other words, Rabbeinu Harry Portman is pointing out the Gemara's in Megillah that say if you have a mum that will be a distraction, then we don't let you go up to Duchen because you'll cause the people to look at you. So I don't know, I have to check if Poskim. The Pashas is, do we say that he's honest so he can go up without, or do we say have to look into that? But certainly Lechatchila Birkas Kohanim is Bamida, because all these things have to do with Avoda, that there's this connection between Birkas Kohanim and Avoda. So how many different connections do we have? We said that the Pasuk in Shemini, we have the idea that Kol Kohen that didn't okay Yodav Beritzei Shuveinu Omer, we have the din that L'sharso L'vorech B'shmo, that just like Sheiros has to be Bamida, so too Bracha has to be Bamida. Oh, so who's the person, who's the Torah personality that holds Birkas Kohanim as much as the Rabbanu? So we said maybe the Kolbo, right? But the one who spells it out is Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Yaakov Emden wrote the Mor Tzia, that's his perish on Shulchan Aruch. So look on page 11. Right, he's talking about the din is that if a non-Kohen comes up to Duchen, then he violates a mitzvah's essay. Because it says, Kosvachu, you the Kohanim and not anyone else. So he wants. So you violate a din d'oraisa. You mevatel a mitzvah seser. So he says it could be that's only in the base of mikdash. So therefore, if a czar would come into the base of mikdash and say birkas kohanim, when everyone else would, so he would violate a mitzvah seser. Aval siyas kapayim ha'idne begvulim. Karov hadavar she'enu ela midivrehem. He says it's likely that it's only midrabanu because there's no avoda, and he writes that again in the Morik Tzia on page 12. Ivra hekesh hakohen hekesh dekohen mevarach lenozir in asmachta v'akin v'enel inyan nesias kaim begvulin shakol ikar eina ela midivrei sofrim. Billy Suffolk Ba'olam. Wow. There you said Korah Hadover. Here he seems to be much more confident about it. Right? Billy Suffolk Ba'olam. And then he says, Thomas, Lahecha Epshosh, you Bali Mumim, Rumusias Kapayim, the Mikdash, the Hiyasa Mala Sa'ulam, Vain Bali Mumim, Nikhnasim Shant. The Rambam Milkan Amilokova, Havade Eno. But as he says that we know that a balmum could do birkas kohanim as long as it's not a mum that's going to distract, right? But if you're a balmum, what's a classic balmum for a kohen? A classic balmum, lefty, right? Mordechai said lefty. I'm a lefty. I'm not a kohen anyway, so that's a big episode. Yeah. But I'm a lefty. There's a lot to say about lefties. How many here are you lefties? You're not? Gershon? Southwood, yeah. What? Yeah. You're lefties? You're also a good Jew. But lefties, you know, us lefties. We're puzzle avoda. Considered a mum. You know, in Europe, you weren't allowed to be a lefty. And if you were lefty, they would force you to be a righty. And that was considered like an abnormality. Well? In Russia as well? Even as well as that? So and now he's arriving. So they were able to convert. It's not the American way. What? Yeah. He was forced to switch. Yeah. So Balmum couldn't go in Duchenin because the Duchenin was inside the mikdash. Balmum wasn't allowed to walk in there, but yet left his Duchenin, right? And he left the Kohanim there. Well, but there are lefty Kohanim, right, in the world. Probably a billion of them. So they can look at them. So the Yad of Emma and Esther Kasha will have that positive. So first, the nutrition is the Doraisa. This is the preservation. There's the same din that it's likely that it would have this same din Doraisa. Then would likely have the same halacha. There's nothing. So how come? So maybe that's the killer. Now, then he has another tshuva where he writes about this on page 13. So the Rif says a Summa doesn't read in the Torah. Well, that's obvious. And the other thing is he doesn't duchen. So why not? Well, if you hold the sumas pater min mitzvah, so fine. But if you hold like Tosis and Bava Kama that the chayav midrabanan, so why doesn't a suma duchen midrabanan? So he says because the whole duchen itself is only midrabanan. For anybody, it's only drabanan. So now it's a drabanan on a drabanan. In other words, if you're going to make suma, we say suma is really part of a mitzvah, so it's chayev midrabanan to do mitzvahs. But maybe that's, but only on a mitzvah minatorah. But here, that he's really nesis kapayim itself is only drabanan, so it's a drabanan on a drabanan. So the Rabbanan or the Rabbanan?
It's
not chayav, therefore he doesn't do it. He shouldn't do it.
But he could, he's not chayav.
Who?
A Summa?
Well, according to the Rif, I'm not saying how we pass him, but the Rif says he doesn't. Ain't no no se kapov means he's not no se kapov. So here again, he writes that it's a. So now take a look. So Rav Yaakov Emden is the big supporter that Duchenin is the Rabbanim is one of them. Because there's no avoda. So what do you say? Do you like Rav Yaakov Emden? And some want to say maybe the because this Kapayim Kiel Kosa, right? That Sefer wants to say that maybe. Maybe what? Maybe the Kolbo is the same thing. So let's look at the Sifrei. Where is the Sifrei?
22.
What?
22.
22? So it's a Pasuk in Rei. Let's look at the Pasuk in Rei first on page 21. So look on page 22. Shumash Vashem Nemakan Vasum Nemalalan Vasomu Shemi Mashma Amarkan Vashem Kodesh Mashma Amarkan Vashem Kodesh Mashma Amarkan Alan Birkas Kohanim Mashma Amarkan Birkas Kohanim. So what Shum as Shum is Birkas Kohanim Eli Ela Bemikdash Bigvulin Minayin Tamalomar Bechol Mokam Asher Askir Shemi Avoy lecha uveirachticha. In kein lama lama losum eshmo sham. L'shich no sijushu b'mikdash atahome b'kiksavol. B'gvul b'kinuyav. So the Sifrei, what does the Sifrei say? The Birkas Kohanim is what? Is what? Is the Raisa. Even what?
Even the Gula. Because of the Pots of what? What the Pots say? Chol Mokom Asher Asker Shmi. And what does Shmi mean? Shmi means what? What? Birkas Kohanim. Shmi is a code word for Birkas Kohanim. Because it says,
and the pasuk that says, so you have a Mefarish Sifrei. So that's what people tie on Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Isn't it a Mefarish Sifrei that it's not like Gvulim? Maybe Gvulin is only when there was a base of Mikdash? Korban was brought that day, but maybe when there's no korbanis at all, then that. Wow, it's only drabbanim. Wow, that's sharp. See, I wasn't even thinking. I was thinking like Reb Gershon, but Harry says even a sharp. Yeah, it's really raps. What is that going with really raps? Eh? Okay, let me say one more thing. I mean, there's more to do. We'll hold on to this back, of course. Maybe we'll finish it in 2 weeks from now. But let me tell you one thing. Rav Shecht always likes to say over a vort from Rav Soloveitchik. So I'll conclude today's shiur with that vort. What do we say by Duchenin? What does the Olam say at the beginning of Duchenin? What? Before that. Vesera Alecha Hashiraseinu to Ola Hukka Korban. Right, we say Vesera Alecha Hashiraseinu, our Hashiraseinu, our plead should be sweet to God like an Ola to Ola Hukka Korban. So Rav Salvechik asks, why are we davening right now that the korbanos should be all of the korban, that the tefillah should be all of the korban? What's that? Why all of a sudden, right before Birkas Kohanim, we're saying Semalach Hasir Seimim for all of the korban? So Rav Salvechik suggested that that's the pshat. Since Birkas Kohanim has to be the Avoda, that's what Rav Yaakov Avinu said. Maybe we hold that the tefillah has the status of avodah. The tefillah is the avodah korban, and therefore we say a special plea before Birkas Kohanim that we should accept our tefillahs in lieu of a korban to make it the raisa. And that's why we stress that idiom. Sarolah and Arev Allah Asir Aseinu to all of the korban, right? So we'll see, there are others that discuss this as well. But that's it. Because the general assumption is that Birkas Kohanim is the Raisa. But that might get back again. So again, Adam suggested that maybe we hold that there's no connection. Maybe we hold like the Ramban and Chumash, that there's no connection necessarily between the korban and that. But another possibility is to say that tefillah is welcome korban, and to say that that's a dindarais. Now the question is, is that a dindarais? Maybe tefillah is welcome korban is always in the bottom. So that, Beis Hashem, will continue next time. Okay? So bring the packets next time. And next Sunday we probably won't have. Whatever,
we'll work it out. Jeremy Roush. Shabbos. Good Shabbos.